the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening. Welcome. I'm back. It's a pretty big, confident opening, and then I realise that I haven't prepared that much, so we'll wing it. We always do. You know what's throwing me off? I can hear something. Is it just me? Can you hear that? What's that? Could you hear that, though? It sounded like, a man made of metal running down a corridor. Okay. Producer's on fire, as always. Or fired. My name's Vinny. You're listening to News Talk 1010. And now let's be professional. I'm on a radio show, and we'll be here through till 10 o'clock. Hi. I'm from England, and I went back there for a few weeks to see family. And it was really nice. Really enjoyed it. It was hot every day and everything was gorgeous, apart from the inevitable Glastonbury rains, which is why I don't go to Glastonbury anymore, because it always rains. And that and the fact that I can't get a ticket because I'm not a celebrity over there. But boy, am I a celebrity here. I'm bigger than, like, Canada now. Huge. 1 hour a week. Biggest talk show in Canada, this. Talk station. Maybe not the show. But, you know, ride the coattails of that for a bit. I'm like a big deal. I had a good time. How have you been? You all right? Is everything okay? Did I miss anything? Heard about that shirtless jogger. That was funny, wasn't it? That was funny. We've got the audio of that. I can't stop playing it. I can't stop playing it. Bored, absolutely stiff of the whole RF thing. But, it, you know, every now and then something pops up that makes me chuckle. And it was on Canada Day as well, which will forever be known as Shirtless Jogger Day in my world. So that was that. That was going on. What did I do over there? You know what? I had a good time. Nieces, nephews, usual thing. You know when you see them and you think, oh, you know what? Having kids isn't that bad. They're so lovely. And they don't ask any questions. They just love me intrinsically for who I am in every way. And, you know, maybe one day I'll pop out something like that. I could do the business. Bit of a horizontal jog, and then the next 20 years will probably be perfect. And then they start crying, and you think, oh my God, I just want to go home. Ever had that? Give them back. Always give them back. So that was that. I went to Portugal as well. That was nice. I've never been to Portugal before. Rented a car, drove from Porto down to Lisbon. And this is when they were still in the World Cup as well, in the soccer. And it was great. Good atmosphere, lots of outdoor parties because they thought they were going to win. They didn't. Great times. Had a little Renault Clio. Drove that down the amazing highways. You have to pay for them. Costs a lot of money and there's no way of knowing. It's like the ETR here, only you just don't know what you're spending, which is probably like the ETR here. And I got the bill on my credit card. $70. $70 for one little, it's like a 3 hour drive. That's not right, is it? $70 on toll roads. But I tell you what, they're great. I got 175 kilometres an hour out of a Renault Clio, which isn't big and isn't clever. And I don't condone that behaviour. But when there's no one else on the road and you're paying that amount of money, why wouldn't you go flat out? That little French thing just looked like a little whiz. Just zipping along, singing a song. And now I'm back here in Canada. I'm going to be here, I don't know, I suppose, for till it gets cold again and I can't cope. And then I'll bugger off again. But I'm going to put some real hours in. And if they want me, I'll probably be covering Jim Richards a bit as well. So I'm here. I want to talk about something which is somewhat controversial. And it was a bit of a shocker. I haven't been to London in a long time. And I was walking through Hyde Park, which is like our version of High Park. Or Central Park, if you're listening in New York. Or a big park, if you've got an imagination. And I was walking along, singing a song, feeling pretty good to be home. I was with a female friend of mine. Friend, get your mind out of the gutter, you filthy animal. Men can have friends too, you know. We haven't done that since 2000. And, yeah, I was walking along with her. It was nice to see her. And I feel like it's relevant to the story. She's pregnant, another man. And although not noticeable. So, you know, I don't know what that thing is in a man, but when pregnant women are around me, I become ridiculously, overzealously overcaring, you know. Like, just stupid. Like, I've never held the door open for her before. I usually rip the life out of her, which is what we do in Britain to show that we are we like people, which is why if ever I'm offensive, you should take it as a massive compliment. And please please don't complain to the boss. But yeah, she's usually, you know, she's a good mate. And we were walking through the park and I was enjoying myself. And then perhaps I was feeling somewhat more, you know, caring than ever before because she's got a bun in oven. And a man was masturbating behind a tree. When did that become acceptable? I could not believe it. But what I really couldn't believe was her response. She said quite calmly and confidently, "Oh, can we walk a bit faster? There's a man masturbating behind a tree there." And I'm so I'm laughing, thinking that's comedy gold. Weird imagination. Sure enough, there he was, polishing the rocket, bashing the bishop, tugging the meat whip. Not to trivialise it, which I definitely just have, and I know it's grotesquely wrong, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this is funny, but it was kind of funny, because it was broad daylight and there was no danger. But I'm not saying it's not an issue. Oh, I'm sort of making this comical, but I'm not. But then we started the conversation, and this is where I want to go with this, right? I said to her, "You acted very calmly about a man. He was about 50, looked a bit shady. People with their penis out generally do when they haven't asked them to see their penis. And he looks a bit shady." And he said, he didn't say anything. Sorry. I didn't get in a full dialogue with him. Didn't want to, really. "So, what's your name?" "Nice penis." But she said, "This has happened to her many times before." And this is, so there's my question to you. Have you ever had this happen to you? And I don't think it's just a London thing, because I started this conversation with a friend of mine today, and she said she's had it a few times. So call me if there's an epidemic of flashers and men tugging the old rocket in the park, because this is news to me. If people are beating me in the park, when did that become all right? Which it absolutely isn't all right. But apparently, it's like I've yet to find a woman that it hasn't happened to. Pay's walking past. Pay! Right, come in here. Have you ever had this?
Did I put my mic on? Yes, I did.
Have you ever had this?
What, the walking, seeing someone...
Yeah.
Pleasuring themselves
yeah.
in public, out in the open. Yeah, all the time.
What do you mean, all the time?
All the time. That was an exaggeration. I just feel like in Toronto, where there are a lot of people and a lot of park benches and little parkettes and people who spend a lot of time outdoors, perhaps on the street and such, I've come across masturbating homeless people several times.
Homeless people?
Yeah. Well, they're on the corner and... where they, you know, they're just there and they're enjoying themselves out in the open and they don't care.
Do they know that you can see them?
When you are on King Street at Yonge, yes, you know people can see you.
The chances
and you don't care. Or like one guy was in a sleeping bag. And so I was walking by and I saw a lot of movement in the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And so, you know, your eyes go towards this action happening and it's like, what's going on? And then the sleeping bag flap was completely open.
Why?
And
Did he want you to see?
Well, no, because he was doing it in his sleeping bag. He just didn't have it zipped up. So.
Why not zip it up? Literally,
well, maybe the zipper was broken. He was trying to be discreet in a sleeping bag.
Nice guy.
That's all they have.
On the street outside of a subway station.
I didn't know this happened.
Well, yeah, it happens. And then in the park, like sometimes you see, you know, guys like when they need to go. Like I'll walk through Trinity Bellwoods Park and I'll just see guys standing there kind of by a tree, relieving themselves, kind of not by a tree. I've seen.
Sorry, are we talking about masturbating or going for a wee?
That one was going for a wee. The other guy was masturbating.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that you see a lot of, you just see random genitalia downtown. It would be different in a smaller city, I think. Like if I was home in Halifax, Nova Scotia, that would be less likely because there's just not as many people who are out and who are perhaps spending their day in a park or day, you know, on the street.
Yeah. It's a good argument for more trees, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Can you reveal your story, please, Toronto, in a discreet and fairly subtle way without being too rude? I'd like to know if this is commonplace. 416 872 1010. Or you can text the show on 71010. Today's topic... Have you ever walked through a park or public area and a man been doing his business? And by business, I have to say, I spell it out, don't I? The old masturbation. I don't understand. Why are they not playing pocket billiards?
Well, they try, probably.
Well, everyone's... Listen, even homeless men have trousers. Pants. Can't they just
slacks.
Do it? Can't they do it discreetly? Is there enjoyment in the show?
I don't think the people that I have seen are even really paying attention to the fact that there are people walking by because they're so used to it.
Really?
They sleep with people walking over their heads to get to the subway station. I mean, it's a sad reality, but yeah. I think some people just tune out everyone else that's walking by them.
Why have I never had this? I'm a good-looking bloke. There must be some homosexual people that masturbate on the street. Why have I? I've almost felt put out.
Probably not to your face.
Whoa. One for the bank, perhaps. 416-872-1010. Let's see if we've got any calls. How does this work? I've forgotten how the studio works. Do I press buttons? Oh, there we go. Mary in Toronto. Hello.
Hello, Vinny. Love your show. Glad you're back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Although the topic, I feel, is a rather bizarre one. Is it just me? Or when I say it's just me, I don't mean I've ever done this. Oh, dear, this is getting embarrassing. What I'm saying is it commonplace for this to happen? Or should I be as shocked as I originally was?
Well, that's why I've called in, because this actually happened to me yesterday. I was in the beaches on a park bench having ice cream with a friend. And I have never experienced this before, and this man was definitely not homeless.
Right.
And he had circled us a couple of times, and I thought it was a bit unusual that he was kind of doing a vulture walk. But whatever, it's downtown, so I thought, I don't know what this guy's up to. But within a couple of minutes, it was apparent what he was up to. My friend told me to look over there, and she said that guy, I can't remember the words that she used, but basically she said he was masturbating, and sure enough, I look over, and he's just going to town behind a tree, staring at us, having our ice cream. I don't really know. I don't know when that became okay or if it's okay. It's not okay.
What
with
do you mean
me,
if it's okay? It's not okay. Don't start letting people think that it's okay. There'll be people listening to this thinking,
okay.
Oh, I feel a bit horny. I might pop down the park and crack one off because everyone else is at it. It's not acceptable. It never was.
And I find it very confusing. Like, I don't know if it was a turn on to maybe get caught or why someone wouldn't go home and do that to pornography if that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
I really don't understand what, or maybe they watch too much porn and women have just become objectified to the point that it's okay to them to do this, but it's not okay when there's children around, broad daylight. People are just trying to enjoy ice cream and it's disgusting. After that happened, I got up and walked away very quickly. And my friend was telling me that it was very normal in Toronto, and especially on the TTC, it happens to her all the time between stops, to the point where they no longer report it on the subway because they don't want to hold up traffic.
Unbelievable. I'm stunned.
I am too, and it's definitely not an aspect of Toronto that I want to get used to.
No.
So I'm glad you're covering it on your show this evening. I'm curious to see what other people have to say.
Thank you very much, Mary. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you, Vinny. Bye.
Okay, let's take one from Matt. Matt, with you have to try and be quite subtle because you must appreciate that this is a live radio show and it's not satellite radio. But I would like to hear your story. What did you witness? Matt. Have I got to press buttons? Honestly. Hello, Matt. Talk to me, my friends. Matt, you have to be a bit quicker than this or it's going to be a really painful radio show.
I can't hear you, sir.
Hello, my name is Vinny. You're listening to News Talk 1010.
Hey, how are you?
What did you see? What have you seen, my friend?
Actually, I was in downtown. I walked in to a parking lot, and the guy and a girl having sex right on my car.
On your car?
On the hood, yes.
Ooh. No need for that, is there? What did you say to that, just out of interest? How do you get...
I just said, really? On my car.
Which is the appropriate response? Did they finish and in both ways or just the one way?
Sorry?
Never mind. That's probably not.
I can't hear.
No worries. Can we get rid of Matt? Thanks, Matt.
No problem.
All the best. I don't know why I'm curious of that sort of thing. And the texts have gone wild. Unbelievable. What the hell is going on? This first emerged in London, England, and I'm thinking far more savoury in Canada. I'm sure it doesn't happen there. Everyone's texting. Look at this. I work at an event venue downtown, says someone, and we had a bride and a groom leave their menu tasting and cancel the wedding. Turns out a homeless guy came up to their car window as they were leaving and started jerking off at the window. What is going on? I tell you what, I'm going to run for mayor and I'm going to stand on a campaign of relieving masturbation. That sounded wrong. Of terminating... random masturbations. This one, in New York all the time, but never in Mexico City where I am on holiday now, says Alec. Despite it being a huge city full of homeless people and park benches. Latino men would never do that. It's a mother thing. So there you go. All Latinos are off the hook. We're going to build a profile. So far, very likely homeless, white, in parks, and are quite a lot on the TTC. I can't believe this. There's a woman here. She's texting on 71010. It's happened to me so many times that I don't even bother with it much anymore. Only if they're very close will I even say anything. You couldn't make this up. Elliot, have you ever had anyone do this to you?
Not personally, but I do know someone who saw it in the park. Are you not coming out on the speakers here, mate?
Press some buttons and do something clever.
Oh, did I not? Oh,
never mind. Elliot is a producer, but I can't hear him. Always a professional show. So there you go. It's apparently an epidemic of naughty people pulling their puddings or spanking their proverbial monkeys. And I don't, as I said at the beginning, I don't want to trivialise because it is serious. And can we make sure that this doesn't get any worse? I mean, if you think for a minute, it's part of life. I don't think it is. Or it should, have we got to that level? I mean, I went to a nightclub last night and people were... clearly now the courting ritual is to dry hump each other. That one shocked me enough. I'm obviously getting old. I can't cope with that. But at least that's in a nightclub and they're two consenting adults. Don't know why they can't go home and do the rest of it. I'm sure they did. But nonetheless, that already makes my stomach a bit wobbly. But blokes in parks? Ugh. Are you a man that's ever had a woman do it to you? I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I say that. I said I wouldn't mind working on a nudist beach. I did once. All shapes and sizes apart from the ones you want to see. It's such a disappointment. It really is. You always think nudist beach, nude, sexy. No. No, lumpy. Very lumpy. Lumps in places I didn't even know you could... Did you know you could have boobs around the back? What the hell is that about? Four boobs. Front boobs, back boobs. Got to be a bra design in there somewhere. 71010, if you want to text in, you can call the show on 416-872-1010. Let me know your thoughts. And on a slightly serious topic, it's not acceptable and you should report it. And although it's mildly funny to some, it's also mind-numbingly scary to others. So if you're thinking about going for a walk with your pet sausage, perhaps you should think again. There we go. Quick break. We'll come back and talk about all kinds of stuff, including they're going to put a big lid on Dubai. What? Yes. All that and weird stuff coming your way.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Yeah, it is. And it's good to be back. Hope you're doing well. My name is Vinny. I'm through till 10 o'clock here. And we're going to be taking your calls. If you want to phone in, you're welcome to do so. 416-872-1010. Or you can text the show. It's all terribly clever. It pops up on a monitor in front of me. And I get to see what, the sometimes unreadable profanities of people's lives and stories. Sadly, I've had quite a few people text and say that they've seen particular people in particular parks doing particular things, if you know what I mean. Someone says, unbelievable stories. Where do these people get off? Quite often in parks, by the sound of it. So there you go. Here's one. I was in King's Cross, Australia. Oh, yeah, it's a bit dodgy around there. King's Cross is Sydney, Australia. Says someone. I don't know if they're male or female, but they said, I was walking down the road. It was late at night, and a woman showed me her boobs. Nice. It wasn't until I looked down that I realised she had another surprise. Oh. Yeah, that happens. Actually, that reminds me of something. Did you see the 84-year-old man that was trolling America's Got Talent? Fantastic. He went on America's Got Talent, which is, if you've never seen America's Got Talent, it's one of the most hideous inventions in the world that apparently is still going, where regular people desperately try to pimp themselves out as horrific singers and everyone laughs at them. It's essentially like what happened in medieval times when idiots stood up in town squares and the entire village population laughed at them, but televised, and for some reason it's been running for years on end. So every now and then it's always nice to see someone that goes and puts a good old wrench in the works, like this guy. 84-year-old guy trolled America's Got Talent with this.
I met this girl She's just great. This girl I just adore. The problem is, she has much more than I had bargained for. She's got that style. She's got that smile. She's got the walk. She's got the talk. She's got that zing. There's just one thing. She's got a penis. She's got that flair, knows what to wear. She's got that face, that girlish grace. She's got pizzazz, too bad she has a penis. Now there's always some failure, always some flaw. Ain't that what they call Murphy's Law? But male genitalia, that's where I draw the line. Besides, hers is bigger than mine. My life's a mess, 'cause under that dress, she's got a P-E-N-I-S. Yes.
Beautiful. Congratulations to the 84-year-old man that decided to go on America's Got Talent and do that. Little wonder he didn't win, but you know what? Sometimes I think that's what's needed. Dubai news now. Dubai is to build the world's largest shopping centre, I read, inside a 48 million square foot climate-controlled city. What? You remember the Simpsons movie when they put the whole town underneath the glass dome? Mm-hmm. Dubai has already earned a reputation for pushing the boundaries with its architecture, having built the world's tallest and, frankly, most stupid building, the 829-metre Burj Khalifa. Arguably the world's most pointless building, a massive ego-massaging vanity project that remains vastly empty. A project more pointless than, I don't know, an ashtray on a motorbike or a hairbrush for Stephen Harper's hair. He hasn't got hair, it's made of Lego. You don't need to brush it, it's a fact. They also built that hotel shaped like a sail, which is the best of the vanity projects, isn't it? At least that kind of looks all right. Although it does claim to be 7 stars, which there's no such thing as 7 stars. It doesn't mean anything. You just made it up. I've got a 14-star personality. Fact! Because I just said it is. They've also got that palm tree-shaped archipelago of luxury properties for Canadian hockey players and other unintelligent people like British footballers. So it's an idiotic sort of place, isn't it? But now developers have unveiled plans for the city's most ambitious, pointless project yet, to build the world's largest shopping centre, because that's what we need more of. Inside a 48 million square foot climate controlled city. And I put city in inverted commas. A project so pointless and so utterly overindulgent that I'm sure it's an even bigger waste of time and money than Wipeout. You ever seen that? What is that about? That is leave your brain at the door, isn't it? That. It's funny because they get sprayed with foam and then fall in the water. It's billed as the first temperature-controlled pedestrian city. The sprawling complex will feature the world's largest theme park. They've already got the world's largest theme park. They're so rich now that they're going, right, we've got the world's largest theme park. What next? I don't know. The world's largest theme park? Yeah, we could beat our own record. More than 100 hotels and apartments will be in it, a shopping area based on London's Oxford Street, and the theatre district modelled on the Broadway in New York. Unbelievable. So they're not even being original. The site will connect its facilities with promenades that stretch almost 4.5 miles. Do something original. I can't believe they're stealing our Oxford Street. I don't mind if you do it like whilst not drinking and not eating bacon. Just stop stealing everyone else's ideas. Of course you can do it. You've got the money to do everything. You've got oil. Buckets of it! News of the project, which was announced to great fanfare in Dubai this weekend, marks a return to the headline-grabbing mega-project that defined the desert state's rapid and extravagant development until the inevitable 2009 financial crash hit the property market. They're going to call it the Mall of the World. It was unveiled by Dubai's ruler, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. It's designed to help the city become a year-round destination that authorities hope will pull in 180 million visitors annually when it's completed. I've got a better idea for humanity. Don't build a city in a desert! There's plenty of places. I was in Nicaragua the other day. Loved it. Wasn't the other day, but I like saying that. Plenty of room. They'll have them all. It's cracking. You can make it outdoor. Pop a roof up for on some bits for when it rains. You know, like, I don't know, every mall. Or make it all in one building, but I don't know, just don't make it massive. It's not that hard. It's a desert. Well, I don't know why we started building there anyway. There's a few nomads knocking about on camels. And they went, should we pitch up here? Yeah. Build a city? No, no. Just a wee tent for the night. Let the camels drink and then we'll bugger off. It's a stupid place to build a city. It's like, have you ever been up to Sudbury? What's going on up there? Sorry, Sudbury. Not a very fair comparison. I went up on a particularly cold day and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Do you know what they do in Sudbury? They play porchetta bingo. Honestly, it's bingo where everyone sits in a room and gets drunk. That happens a lot in Sudbury. And the winner gets a ham. Porchetta bingo. Couldn't make it up. I'd rather do that than go to Dubai. I promise you, I would. I did it. So I must do. The Sheikh, surprisingly, owns the company responsible for the development. Shock-a-dee-doo-dah-day. He said, we announced recently that we plan to transform Dubai into a cultural... Let's stop there. Cultural. You're stealing Oxford Street and you're stealing downtown New York Broadway, right? Cultural. Theft. Idea theft. Dubai into a cultural, tourist and economic hub for 2 billion people living in the region around us. And we're determined to achieve our vision. He's also vice president of the United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai. Our ambitions are higher than having seasonal tourism. Tourism is a key driver in our economy, and we aim to make the UAE an attractive destination all year long. Just move it then. Just you've got the money. Just pick it up, stick it on a truck, and move it somewhere logical. I might even go then. This is why we'll start working on providing pleasant temperature-controlled environments during the summer months. This is going to be good for the Earth, isn't it? Because there's no kickback of global warming on the back of this. And what a precedent to start. Anyone want to stop using deodorants and driving Hummers? Nah, just stick a glass box on it, mate. Should be all right. Yeah. It's a bit hot. Just the old temperature gauge on the side, mate. Just pop it down. Talk to the Sheikh if you're too cold. Give him a call. He'll turn it back up again. It's mental. He added, I'm going to make so much money that I plan on bathing in champagne whilst flicking matches at my servants. No, he didn't. Actually, that's what I think he added. No, he added, we are confident of our economy's strength, optimistic about our country's future, and we continue to broaden our vision. Broaden our vision there is a sort of, I suppose it's a euphemism, really, for pollute and dilute and completely mess up the earth. You know what I mean? Broaden our vision. We continue to broaden our vision. How do you do that? We take away the passports of our migrant workers, just like they do in Qatar, who bought the World Cup. Is that okay? Sure thing. Why not? Why wouldn't you want a World Cup in 4 years' time in plus 40 degrees in another bloody desert? What's wrong with you? However, details of the timeline and, more crucially, the cost of the project have yet to be released. And I tell you what, when they release that figure, triple it. Not that it matters to them. It's just a joke. It's all a vanity project. A number of equally esoteric and egocentric developments are already underway. You couldn't make this up. I promise you I'm not joking. Do you know what else they're doing in Dubai? An underwater hotel. I'm sort of all right with that because that they're not the first people to do that. And it's at least there's sort of a point. Sort of. Do you know what I mean? Wake up. Oh, it's a shark. It's a bit different. Do you know what I mean? Whereas the tallest building is crazy because every tallest building in the world was only ever built because it had to be built because there wasn't any room. It's a desert! You could lie it down and it wouldn't matter and it would be a fifth of the price to build. Plenty of room. But this one just blows my mind. I'm just going to read this whole sentence again and I want you to take this in. A number of equally esoteric developments are already underway, including an underwater hotel, and a replica of India's Taj Mahal, except this one will be 4 times larger than the original. That is so offensive. And what are we going to do next? They'll have a CN Tower 1 foot higher, because they can. Shut it, Canada. They might as well put banners up. Everyone else is crap. We're the best because we've got all the money. If only we looked into human rights abuses, and we'd probably be a really nice bunch of people. And I say that because Amnesty International and various other groups have been very concerned about the way that migrant workers are treated in Dubai. And if you've been to Dubai, you might be aware that whilst it looks all posh and plush and lovely, and everyone drives massive, massive Hummers and fuels about, I don't know, 20 cents a litre or something ridiculous, just take a drive outside town and look at some of the squalor of where the workers have to live. Sometimes 15 people in a room. And then you won't be laughing so much. And you can shove your shopping centre up your arse. They don't advertise with us, do they? If they do, fly Dubai. Dubai, a wonderful holiday destination for all the family. Soon to be a perfect temperature. Although right now an oven. Good. I haven't done this for a while. Should we do this? Yeah, I suppose I do it every sort of 6 months. I read out a text because I get this text every week and I don't normally have to address it. Always wonder, do you do the radio spots for Pizzaville? No. What else have we got coming? Going back to the... can I say wankers? I think I can because I'm not in Britain. Couldn't say it in England. Brilliant. Wankers. Going back to people that... masturbate in public. Mr. Available says, of course we have to tolerate this. All these, I'm just quoting, all these wankers can claim mental illness, and in Canada, in order to be great people, we must accommodate the mentally ill, says Mr. Available. I also think that actually if anyone does have a genuine mental illness, it's probably quite reasonable to accommodate them, as opposed to not accommodate them and then pay higher prices for higher crime rates and all the other associations with mentally ill people. So whilst I sort of enjoyed your mildly flippant remark, I think that we should probably be somewhat concerned about people with genuine mental health issues and treat them as humans and reasonable people and give them a life that they deserve. Just my little bit. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a Kickstarter campaign. Also, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to change the topic because I've had enough of wankers in every respect. where do you want to be? I just got back the other day. I've still got jet lag. I'm a bit confused about the world. And it's quite nice to be back in Canada. It's gorgeous today. Just a beautiful day. But I just threw up on Facebook and I'm going to throw it up to you now. Where do you want to be? All right. So 7-10-10, tell me, where do you want to be? And I'll read it out after this break.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
You see that? I actually messed it up. I forgot my own jingle. Been off for a few weeks. I like that fella. News Talk 1010. Someone texted me and said, you sound more British than usual. I've just been there. I wonder if I've topped myself back up. And it's English, I'll have you know. There's no such thing as a British accent. Britain encompasses Wales and Scotland and England, all of which have different accents. And there's different regional accents within them all. Fact. I'm trying to stop that. People saying British accent, it annoys me. Incorrect. Anyway, thank you, I think. I don't know. I don't really care. I wanted to talk to you about where you want to be in the world. And that, so that's my question to you. And I'd like you to text in, if you could. 71010, where do you want to be? I want to hear from you on this. And the texts are already coming in, so I'll start reading them out. I'm just interested because it's summer. It's so beautiful, isn't it? It's just such a relief after the winter that could... I think it's so hard to not even swear when I describe that winter. Do you remember it? Oh! Do you remember that? Do you remember the ice storm and all that? Epic! In a bad way. So it's not, it's really great to be here. But I'm wondering if everyone's happy to be here. So let me know if you're not and where you'd rather be. Where do you want to be? 71010. Pick whatever you want. While those texts are coming in, I have to play this. Someone said, Vinny, have you heard the Jeff Goldblum laugh sample track? And I was so intrigued, I had to look it up. And so while these texts are coming in, and we're collecting them all on 71010, let's have the Jeff Goldblum laugh sample. This proves that you can sample anything. This is a sample from Jurassic Park.
So you two, dig up dinosaurs?
Oh.
Try to.
News Talk 1010, you're listening to the Jeff Goldblum laugh sample track. Proving that you can sample anything.
Wicked.
And proving that the internet is definitely being used for good and not evil. And I'm also proving that people have got way too much time on their hands.
Used to talk to Malcolm.
So you two dig up dinosaurs?
So I want to thank Cindy for sending me that. Absolutely fantastic. And I think in a couple of weeks we'll do the most stupid samples of all time. Speaking of which, by the way, just a quick blast of this, because I like it. I like me a bit of dubstep, right? If you don't know what dubstep is, by the way, then congratulations. You're probably an average News Talk 1010 listener. And I don't know why I do, because I'm turning into quite clearly into a miserable old man. But I do like to keep my finger remotely on the pulse. So the dubstep, of course, is a nice electronic form of music that involves a lot of wop, 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 and various other noises that you might get if you were to smoke a bong. And this is one of my favourite dubstep tracks because it sort of encapsulates all the cartoon effects that I've always loved. Talk 1010, covering all the issues like what samples have been used in dubstep tracks. You heard it here first. It's a bit of a balance, isn't it, comedy? Because I feel like we might be just getting to that point where people are tuning out now. What's that? Oh, that happened on minute two of the show, okay. I like that. Meep, meep. One quick blast. I feel like there's people dancing on drugs. Probably one or two. You can always count on one or two. Okay, enough of that. Honestly, me and Elliot are dancing. He has to remain seated. And he has a bald head. And I like bald men dancing in their seats are good because, I don't know if you know this, Elliot, because your head has probably 80% more reflection rate than most hairdos, even glossy hair, I get a little light show because you've got lights right above your head, so I get a little light show. It's a beautiful thing. A bald man dancing in a chair. I don't know why the webcam's in here looking at me, my fat, newly acquired beer gut that I managed to get in England, when it could be on the beautiful man behind the window. It's a travesty. The inner workings of radio. thanks for all your texts, by the way. Having a good show tonight. It's a good laugh. What should we talk about next? Where do you want to be? So I've got some texts here. I'll just put it to you. I have no idea what's going to come out there, but I just thought, you know, one of the best times to be in Toronto is right now. Get a kayak, get out to the lake, and, you know, maybe leave. Get up to the Muskokes if you've got a bit of cash, or you know someone with a cottage, and get up there and jump in a lake of your own. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a nice time to be here. But not everyone wants to be here. So I said, where do you want to be? So far, we've got Dave. He says, on a beach in Aruba, earning 30%. I don't know what that means. I assume that means 30% of the salary that I'm currently earning. In which case, I'm sure you could do that. Just go and sell some shells. Go down there. Michael Dodd says, aboard the International Space Station. I like it. If you're going to go big, go big. Hodge says, exactly where I am. I then asked Hodge where he was, and he said Barcelona. It's nice to have international listeners. Fair point to you, yeah. Karen says, treasure hunting in an old bookstore, musty, out-of-print books and dust mites. Oh, yes, I love the smell of an old book. Moon. Now, someone with a name Moon was always going to say something quite interesting. Moon, second name Berg, just for the record. Shame it's not ice. Is this thing on? Hello? Ice, but no? Shut up. Moon says, old graveyard etching tombstones, which definitely isn't weird. Is it, Moon? Chris says, treasure hunting with the totally non-fictional Indiana Jones. He goes on to say he's real. Please don't kill my dreams. I love that. I love that. Vic Smith says, I want to be in the USA, ideally Florida. I'd move there if I could. Why? Like, I sort of get when it was an ice storm, I understand, but not now. What do you want to go to Florida for now? And why do you want to live in America anyway? Good evening if you're listening in the United States. We love you. Although I don't think you show up in ratings, so you're not that important. Plus, you live in America. What's that about? Actually, if you're considering moving to the States, I have a song for you. I dug this out the other day, and it encapsulates all the statistics of the United States of America in a beautiful song. This is, if you're thinking about a move to the States, you should probably pin your ears back.
Captain America's 25th in the world in math. Captain America's 24th in the world in reading. Don't make him do math, don't make him read books and leave the science to Singapore and China. Captain America's behind the world in school. Captain America consumes a second most electricity. Captain America consumes the world's most gasoline. So leave the lights on and hop in the car, but don't try to work, cause there's nowhere to work. Captain America's 79th in employment. Captain America's 56th in infant deaths. Captain America's 42nd in life expectancy. If you don't wanna die when you're a baby or old, then call Captain Monarchal, cause he's tops of both. He's 49th in mom's dying during childbirth. Captain America is morbidly obese. The percentage of him that's fat is 33. America's the 18th fattest in the world, and if you wanna get AIDS, you can still get AIDS. Captain America has the ninth most AIDS. You think Captain America's politically split in half? One half of him's mad and the other's just as mad. But 53% of Captain America doesn't identify with the political party. He's too busy eating the third most meat. Happy 4th of July from ADHD.
So that's Vic Smith maybe texting back to say that he's gone off the idea of moving to the States. And if you're listening in the States, hello. Hello, you're right. Yeah, you probably can't hear me because you're too busy eating. It's a joke. Come on. A lot of sexy people in the States, actually. Stay on there last year. Surprising. Big divide. It's like England, actually. I'd say it's sexier than England, but it is. England seems to be in a new bracket. I haven't been there for quite a couple of years, and I'm just there the other day. You're either sexy or you're fat. And when you're fat, I'm not saying that fat can't be sexy, don't start. I'm just saying that, like, proper, morbidly obese, or sexy. And I think the ratio, I have to say, of sexy people is higher, definitely in Canada, and probably in the States. It's not a sexy country, England. I mean, there's a few, don't get me wrong. Maybe I just had a bad time there. There wasn't that many sexy people about. And the only one that I saw I was hanging around with, she's a friend of mine, and look what happened to her. If you're listening to the show earlier, you'll understand. Okay, thanks for all your texts. A few more just came in. Alex says exactly where I am. I'm living down in Mexico City. I do miss the people, though. Hillary says, I want to be in a London pub with mates, good banter, a gin and tonic and a packet of Walkers. Yep, I hear you. Did that last week. It was a beautiful thing. Marie says, right where I am, on a multi-generational memory-making road trip to Nova Scotia. Fantastic. Have a great time. And Tierney says, I want to be jumping in lakes with loved ones. She doesn't say this, but I would suggest if the loved one is not family, then you should also be naked. But that's because I'm a pervert. So let's finish with this. Kickstarter user raises $4,000 just so he can make a potato salad. Yes, just when you thought the internet was useless,
Stories like that confirm it. Kickstarter user Zach Danger Brown began by seeking $10 so he could just make one portion of potato salad. The fundraiser, who calls himself, as I said, Zach Danger Brown, is from Columbus, Ohio. Initially posted on the Kickstarter page as a spoof, of course, pitching for $10 to allow him to make just one potato salad. However, his Kickstarter page quickly circulated across the internet and more users decided to back the wacky project. At this time, as I'm reading this out, the total money raised stands at $4,045 and Brown still has 26 days of funding to go. Fantastic. Initially, when seeking just $10, Brown promised to make a simple one potato salad if the target was reached. However, the money continued to roll in, and Brown now has to continue to refine his plans on what he hopes to do with his funds. When the money reached $1,200, Brown said he would pay someone to film a thank you video for all of his backers at Kickstarter. Now, with the total raised reaching over $4,000, Brown has promised to rent out a hall and to host a potato salad-themed party for the whole of the internet. So far, as the page has been shared by a staggering 30,000 times on Facebook, and in an update to supporters, Brown said he was overwhelmed by the support he has received from around the world. He went on to say, I've noticed a lot of backers are from Columbus, Ohio, but they're all from around the world as well. So congratulations to him. Potato salad there, $4,000 to make one, proving the internet is a beautiful place. I'll be back here next week. I am not going anywhere now. I'll be here every single Sunday from 9 and probably a bit more to boot. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Ta-da.